Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Now, I am not reintroducing the idea of purgatory. But on the other hand, I do believe the baby was thrown out with the bathwater. With that came a belief, when you die, you're instantaneously and magically made perfect.
The soul of someone who dies immediately goes into eternity. There is no place where you make up for your sins. There is no purgatory. In the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Bracket 1. You be the judge.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Order in the court.
This is Wretched Radio. Prepare for March Madness. Wretched style. That's right. Just like culture, because, well, we're evangelicals, and that's what we do. We ape the culture. We would like to play not one bracket, but two brackets of which one is dopier. That's right. Yeah, let me check my notes. Which one is more ridiculous? Something like that. Jimmy, as always, you're going to represent the tens and tens of people listening to this here Wretched Radio program. I have so many stories that are cringeworthy. We're actually going to present these in two brackets. So I'll share the first bracket. You decide which one is whatever I said this is. And then the second bracket will be the same. And then we'll pick the something like that. I think that's how a basketball tournament works. It's all the rage these days, isn't it? And that leads us to story number one. And how appropriate. The Washington National Cathedral. That's Episcopalian. Sorry, I just Joe Biden'd you. The Washington National Cathedral clergy sprinkle holy water on the NCAA mascots. Well, that's just, what are we calling this? Cringeworthy?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with that. We'll see if we change the rules. Hey, rules aren't written in stone, you know. That would be patriarchal or something like that. A clergy at Washington National Cathedral sprinkled holy water on Atlantic Coast Conference mascots ahead of the ACC men's basketball tournament, which is being held in Washington, D.C., the spokesperson said, "We prayed for safety, good sportsmanship, and fun at the tournament, but noted we were pretty clear that God doesn't play favorites." That's right. They aren't going to do something trite and blasphemous. They've got some standards there at the... We're happy to report that the Baptist demon deacon from Wake Forest... Is Wake Forest Baptist?
I think it is. I'm pretty sure it is.
In name only, maybe. Okay, so the Baptist demon. Why would a Baptist school have a demon for a mascot?
I don't know.
The Roman Catholic Fighting Irish Leprechaun from Notre Dame. So it's very ecumenical, which the Episcopalian Church would have no problems with. And even the Blue Devil from Duke. Well, that... Look at how charitable. Look at how gracious those Christians are.
Inclusive.
Very inclusive. You know, you don't want the demons to felt left out. And so the Blue Devil from Duke, which, by the way, I think it was Duke, we visited a number of years ago. That used to have some Christian foundations, too. There's a glorious chapel, and it's so ecumenical, and it's rainbow, and it's got all the, and I mean every religion under the sun is housed underneath the chapel, which was built by white Christian men. This is what they said about the ceremony. "These mascots all felt at home inside the Episcopal Cathedral." I'm sure they did. That's story number one, Jimmy. Which one is most...
It's going to be hard to top that one.
Holy water. Well, you need that on your mascots, right? Which aren't real things. That's what you... And speaking of March Madness, one library is offering March Meowness. That's right. See, here's the deal. I'm going to go home, and Mrs. Friel is going to say, "So, what'd you do today?"
Well, you're going to have to repeat it.
We talked about March Meowness, because we're adults in America. The library has March Meowness. You say, "What's a March Meowness?" Well, the library, which apparently, I don't know if they provide kitty litter or not, they allow patrons to pay fees with cat pictures. This was at UPI.com, and they did not explain why this Massachusetts library allows the people who took books, they're lost, they're damaged, whatever, to bring in a cat picture. I have no idea why either. The library's website clarified the program is not limited to images of felines. We'll accept honorary cats as well, so you may show us a picture of or drawing of a dog, raccoon, orca, capybara, or any other animal. Excuse me, then why do you have March Meowness? Oh, I know why, because we wouldn't even want to be reasonable and rational enough to say that if we're going to forgive fees by drawing pictures of cats, we need to be inclusive. It can't just be cats. We'll call it a cat thing, but you can bring a dog or an orca or a capybara, which sounds kind of like a New Zealand thing. Do you want to look that up, Jimmy? Capybara sits in the old gum tree. I think that's what it is. C-A-P-Y-B-A-R-A. Capybara is also an acceptable way to get your fines done, but it's New Zealand. I just read that the largest Christian bookseller chain is shuttering up. Now, they're going to keep selling them online. It's a 14-store chain, as I recall, and they are no longer going to be doing the brick-and-mortar business. It's all going to be online, which I don't think really has huge implications. That's just the way the culture has gone. I'm shocked that Barnes & Noble are still in business. I'm amazed anybody goes to a bookstore. I'm even more amazed when people actually buy stuff there, because it's probably going to be cheaper if you shop it online. Nevertheless, in New Zealand, they're closing down the Christian bookstores, but at least they still have capybaras. Right, Jimmy?
No, it's native to South America.
That's what I said.
In Brazil.
No.
Brazil.
I'm a talk show host, that, man.
That's right.
I said something. What is a capybara?
It is a rodent, the largest living rodent and member of that thing. It's kind of like the chinchilla.
Okay. And nobody knows what it is in America, unless, of course, you happen to be a member of the Massachusetts Library that has March Meowness. That story number two, they can't even keep it exclusive, because that would be discriminatory, what that would be. Story number three, forgive me for this, but it's actually a thing from the Christian Post. The Department of Justice in Utah is going after the Utah Department of Corrections. Why? They're claiming that the prison system, the UDOC, discriminated against a fellow who thought he was a she, and they didn't rush to provide him the medical treatment that he was hoping for, and he ultimately he took care of that transition himself. Let's leave it at that. And now the prison is being sued by the Utah Department of Justice because they violated the Americans with Disabilities Act. What? Disability? You're special and amazing if you think you're another gender. But nevertheless, by failing to provide the unidentified prisoner's requested hormone therapy, the UDOC is going to have to pay damages to the inmate who did that to himself. In January, the DOJ issued a statement of interest explaining that gender dysphoria qualifies as a disability under the ADA. That seems judgmental. And it seems that we're stereotyping people and putting them into categories that I don't think provides for the respect that every autonomous self deserves, or something like that. That the correctional facility failed to provide gender-affirming care are violating the Eighth Amendment. Oh, I see. You know, the Eighth Amendment, the right to change your gender. Jimmy, what is the Eighth Amendment? Does it have anything to do with a chinchilla in South America?
I don't think so.
Well, that would be story number three. If you'd be kind enough, I guess I should know. You know, once upon a time, I think American citizens had to know these things. Doesn't matter no more. But don't you fret. Our border has never been more secure. So I'm told. Story number four. Let's go to Alaska, shall we? You wouldn't think Alaska. This is Fairbanks, Alaska. a woman at a Planned Parenthood, close enough, Planet Fitness, went to Planet Fitness in the women's locker room, which is kind of funny because I've been to a Planet Fitness and they've got a men's locker room and a women's locker room. I don't know why, because you can go into whatever you want. She actually took a picture of a dude standing in front of the mirror with the sink, shaving. The dude's shaving. And the woman took a picture. He's wrapped in a towel, shaving. She takes a picture. She complains. And you know what happens? She got scolded by Planet Fitness. This is such a hoot because I was just in one. And they've got this, hey, this is the judgment-free zone. Unless, of course, you judge somebody. Jimmy, that's story number four. Story number one, the cathedral sprinkling holy water on the mascots. You got March Meowness at the Massachusetts Library, the DOJ suing the prison system because, well, we all know. And finally, Planet Fitness discriminating against somebody who is discriminatory. Which one of these is the winner? Not going to tell you. Because this is merely bracket one. Jimmy will determine the winner and then we'll introduce. This is exciting. Place your bets now for Wretched March Madness next on Wretched Radio.
Well, in a world that is undeniably cluttered with quick fixes and superficial solutions, now comes a journey into the heart of real change. I'm talking about Transformed Season 3. It's finally here, and we're inviting you into the lives of individuals that are facing the giants of fear and guilt and grief. But hey, there's a twist. These aren't your typical battles. These battles have been fought with the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith. You'll witness loneliness and overeating and relational tension met with grace, truth, and love that can only come from the one who knows us the best. This season's not just about watching others. It's about seeing yourself and your struggles and the path to true transformation through biblical counseling. We'll together dive deep into the heart of what it means to be transformed. Transformed Season 3 can be found right now at wretched.org/transformed3.
Who will speak for those who are staggering to the slaughter? Seems like right now would be a good time to encourage you to support Preborn Ministries. They're in it. It's a little complex out there with the internet and ordering pills. They're in the game. They're working hard to save babies and save mommies and daddies with the gospel. So if you are energized about life, that's something you can do. You can support Preborn. They provide free ultrasounds despite the accusations of all pro-life clinics. They are holistic. They do care about the mommy too. And they care for the family and they provide training. And it is literally a way that if you have the means, you can be saving a life. Amazing ministry. Preborn.org/wretched. Preborn.org/wretched.
Are you ready to go on an adventure that tackles life's biggest questions head on? Well, we invite you to join John Fabares and Jake Ream on a riveting journey in Road Trip to Truth Season 4. This season, they're hitting the road to explore deep questions about sin, atheism, racism, and the very nature of truth itself. Through candid conversations with university students and wisdom from experts, this season delivers some unwavering answers from a biblical perspective. Whether it's understanding the reality of heaven and hell, navigating the complexities of marriage, or uncovering the truths about money and forgiveness, Road Trip to Truth Season 4 will be your guide. It's perfect for youth groups, families, or anyone who seeks to defend their faith with confidence. Road Trip to Truth has been more than a series. It's a tool for sparking meaningful discussions and inspiring a commitment to the gospel. So if you're ready to head out on a road trip, buckle up for the truth. Road Trip to Truth Season 4, available now at wretched.org/4.
God has given the church many gifts for the building up of the body. One gift is teaching, the spiritual ability to explain and apply God's word. A teacher studies to gain knowledge of the Bible, is equipped with wisdom to understand it, and is gifted with the ability to explain it to others so they can grow in God's truth and apply it to their daily life.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
March Madness. I'll say this is Wretched Radio playing one of America's fastest growing game sensations. Which story is kookiest? That's right. Jimmy has listened to the four stories participating in bracket one of Wretched March Madness. So which one is madness? This, I guess, is the name of the game that we're actually playing. Jimmy, you heard the four stories. It is your job to determine who wins bracket number one. Is it the Washington National Cathedral sprinkling holy water on basketball mascots? Number two, March Meowness at a Massachusetts library for forgiving fines by drawing cat pictures. See, I honestly, this is just me. And that if somebody brought in a picture of a cat, I'd actually charge them more. But that's me. It's all about perspective. In Utah, the DOJ claims that the prison system drove a trans inmate to alter his body. And therefore, they've broken the Eighth Amendment, which, of course, well, if I shared it, it'll just look like bragging. Jimmy, tell everybody what the Eighth Amendment is.
It is it's about the federal criminal justice system, and it's about imposing excessive bail or excessive fines or the cruel and unusual punishment.
Ah.
Yeah.
So not neutering the fellow is cruel. Now wait a second. See, I would think that cruel unusual would be to do that to a human being.
Yeah.
But no, not in America in 2024. Instead, it's cruel unusual if you don't do that. Are we all tracking with how the world now works? Isn't this similar to the story? Isn't this the analogous to parents who refuse to let their children go through some sort of transition, even though we know there is no such thing, that they're the ones who are cruel for not letting their kids do it. They're the bad parents. They're not safe. They're the judgmental ones. And therefore, it's the school system which shelters it from parents allowing their kids to go through these treatments. They're the heroes. Isn't this similar to the language that gets used for abortion? That it's reproductive health care? And by the way, Kamala Harris visited a Planned Parenthood in St. Paul, Minnesota, on her reproductive rights tour. So let me get this straight. A procedure that enters a woman and rips the limbs off of the baby residing in her womb, vacuums whatever is left out, and then has to place all of these bits and parts onto a tray to reassemble it to make sure they got all the parts. Oh, that's the nice thing to do. I get it. I'm tracking. Honestly, what's next? Arsenic. It's one of the best vitamins that anybody can take. I thought that killed you. No, not in America. What you think it is, isn't. This is all of this language jockeying that's taking place. George Orwell, anybody? The taking words, twisting them, having them mean something else. It sure does feel like 1984. Jimmy, the Eighth Amendment, cruel and unusual. The DOJ saying the prison system, they're guilty of it. That's story number three. Finally, Planet Fitness up there in Fairbanks, Alaska. They shamed a woman, took away her membership. By the way, if you're not familiar with the rules, this is subject to Section 3 above. All members, including transgender members, may use Planet Fitness locker room facilities and programs based on their self-reported gender identity. I'm the king of Tasmania! These facilities include bathrooms, showers, and other facilities separated by sex. Is that the right word? Wherever possible, Planet Fitness clubs should maintain private changing areas in each locker room for the comfort of all members. Oh, that's got to go, too. I'm amazed that they allow that. Unisex bathrooms can also be made available. Here it comes. With some members may feel uncomfortable with a transgender member using the same locker room facilities. Can you imagine that you'd feel uncomfortable with that? You would think like they're shame or something. Or any sort of perversion going on. It's crazy. So you might not feel comfortable using the same bathroom showers. This discomfort is not a reason to deny access to the transgender member. Romans 1, anyone? Jimmy, that's bracket number one. Which story is the wackiest?
Well, if we were going to base it on title alone, it would be March Meowness.
March Meowness?
No.
Okay, sorry. But we're explaining the process.
That's right. We're considering the details of the story. Right. So I would say story number three.
Story number three, the prison thing?
Yes.
That's the government. That's the highest level. I'm telling you, you could sit in a closet with a box of crack for 6 weeks and never come up with the next nonsense that the Romans 1 world will produce. You can't do it. Well, maybe you can. I've tried. I can't. I'm like, okay, what would be like the stupidest thing that you could? Oh, okay. All right. Here we go. This is what needs to happen. There are some people. They foot shame. They make fun of other people's little piggies. And this protected class of people, they need equality. So we are going to start providing surgery to put their hands on their feet and their feet on the ends of their arms. That's justice. And you go, well, that's just like stupid. Yeah, I'd say it is. That's bracket number one, Jimmy. Are you ready for bracket number two?
I am. I don't
know how much of this I can take, frankly. This is the Gospel Coalition in Australia. Title of the article. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. The gospel in Taylor Swift lyrics. Oh, see what they did there? They took Taylor Swift and then they just cherry picked a line here and there to put it together to present the gospel. I'm sure that's what she had in mind. And I'm sure all of these lines that might actually have some truth in them were she intended to just sneak the gospel in there, even though her concerts are kind of demonic. Well, this is okay. I think I can do this, Jimmy. Have you figured out yet who my favorite singer is? Oh, man, you should know by now.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to do the gospel according to Elvis off the cuff.
Okay.
Friel, do you do anything there that's not off the cuff? No, we don't. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. See, that's your total depravity. Crying all the time. That's repentance. 2 Corinthians 7. And you've been caught in a trap. That's Galatians 6, 1. Don't you know? And Kentucky rain has fallen down. Something like you go, what are you doing? Compiling a bunch of random lyrics to present the gospel. The answer is you'll have to ask the Gospel Coalition in Australia. This thing goes on for days. I kid you not. This individual who apparently has so much free time that there are, I kid you not, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Oh, one of the lines actually has the word God in there, but it's blasphemy. No, I couldn't read this. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's like 35 verses. Does this guy not need to make a living? That's story number, what story is it? Number one in bracket two?
Right, yes.
I knew this would be a mess. There's math involved. British Museum warns that paintings of the countryside can evoke dark nationalistic feelings. Ho, ho, ho. You don't want that. That's story number three. The details would just make your eyes cross. Hey, PETA being very successful. That was story number two. Pete in bracket number two. Ooh, I should have paid attention in geology. PETA pressures First Lady Jill Biden to swap eggs for potatoes at annual Easter egg roll for a spectacular. I don't like Easter eggs in the first place, but that ain't the point. They think that Easter eggs are a part of the program so that they can do anything they want to without any regard to Christianity. If they did something, now please note, Easter eggs aren't a part of Easter. I'd like to get rid of all of that. The bunny, the whole business, the chocolate, just get rid of it all. It has nothing to do with the most important date in human history. If they did something like this to Ramadan, woo! But in America, when it comes to Christianity, that ain't no problem. That's story number three. Jimmy, who's the winner? Story number one is Gospel Coalition.
You can't get any worse than that.
That wins? Yeah. All right, then here's what we got. So which one is the winner of the national finals of the NW, the wretched madness of March business? Is it the DOJ in Utah or Taylor Swift lyrics to present the gospel?
Yeah, when you start messing with the gospel,
that's the one right there.
Yeah.
That is, you know what? Well, see, Jimmy, this is why
you be the judge.
Because you actually probably put too much thought into all of this, because it's absolutely bonkers. This is Wretched Radio.